Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Energy Authority and Freewire Technologies hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony on September 23rd at AJ's Old Town Steakhouse and Tavern in Homer to commemorate the commissioning of the first of 9 EV fast-charging stations to be installed on a statewide network and the very first ultra-fast EV charger in Alaska. The event in Homer kicked off the installation of 9 EV stations to be installed along the road system, connecting Homer to Fairbanks, the next of which would be installed within the next 6 to 9 months. AEA Executive Director Curtis Thayer explains the difference between fast charging stations and ultra-fast EV charging stations.
What you normally have is you'll have a level 2 charger and then a fast charger. And what's kind of the next generation after that is the ultra-fast chargers. It just happens that the vendor that AJ Steakhouse is working with, Fastwire, is what they call an ultra-fast charger. And they're going to be installing 3 along the corridor. The requirement that we had was that they be fast chargers, meaning you could charge within full charge under an hour, where the ultra-fast chargers literally for every 10 minutes can get you 100 miles. So it might take 20 to 30 minutes for those vehicles to fully charge. The technology is changing very rapidly.
Thayer said there were some requirements for the stations to be installed.
These chargers be rated to at least 22 below, and if you're going to be near Fairbanks, they had to be rated to 40 below. We were trying to marry up those type of vendors with those site hosts, because the site host is the owner of the property. They are hosting it. At the end of the day, it's going to be their fast charger. We did have that quantifier here in Alaska, and we have electric chargers. There's electric chargers all throughout Canada. So the technology is there for cold weather. Matter of fact, we're looking at our next deployment area being Tok, Glen Allen, and Delta Junction on the highway system again. But there's chargers that can handle 40 below, and some of them have heating units within them.
For more information, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports Upper Cook in the commercial fishing announcement number 45.
Closes commercial salmon fishing with set gill nets in the northern district and in the western Calgon Island, Custatan, and Chinitna Bay subdistricts of Upper Cook Inlet for the 2021 season, effective 7 p.m. Thursday, September 30th, 2021. Commercial salmon fishing with drift gill nets will also be closed in the central district of Upper Cook Inlet for the 2021 season, effective 7 p.m. Thursday, September 30th, 2021. By regulation, the 2021 season for commercial fishing with set gill nets in the upper subdistrict of the central district closed after August 15th.
The regulations on fishing seasons, weekly fishing periods, and Central District Drift Gill Net Fishery Management Plan all state that salmon may be taken in the areas mentioned from a specific starting date until closed by emergency order. And the emergency order closes the 2021 Upper Cook and the commercial salmon fishing season in compliance with those aforementioned regulations. Commercial fishing with said gill nets in the upper subdistrict of the Central District closes each year by regulation no later than August 15th, unless closed earlier by emergency order. Again, commercial fishing announcement number 45 closes commercial salmon fishing with said gill nets in the northern district and in the western Calgon Island, Custatan, and Chinitna Bay subdistricts for the 2021 season as of 7 p.m. Thursday, September 30th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.